Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Question I saw. Actually, we've got the audio of it here. Albert Breer. Ooh. Albert Breer was on Bill Simmons' podcast, but you'll be happy to know, Seth, that Bill Simmons' voice doesn't wind up on this clip anywhere. It's just Albert Breer.
Okay.
Because Bill Simmons has kind of a nasally thing going
on. I know. It's just, it's not, I don't hate him. I just don't enjoy him the way so many people do. Obviously, a lot of people enjoy him to the tune where he's done very well for himself. Yeah. I just don't personally enjoy him.
Well, Albert Breer was on his podcast, and they were talking about the AFC South. And Simmons was actually a little taken aback that the Texans were only a plus 115 favorite to win the division, which, for those who don't know, you bet $100 to win 115. Generally, it means you're around a coin flip or so to win the division. It sounded like Simmons and Breer both thought the Texans should be even bigger favorites than that in this division. Here was Albert Breer, I thought, posing an interesting question, because I do think if the Texans, to me, the biggest threat to the Texans is Liam Cohen unlocking whatever it is Trevor Lawrence had going on for about 7 or 8 games a couple years ago. And Trevor Lawrence taking that step up. And the Jags, we know, have made some big moves with Travis Hunter and whatnot. But I thought this was an interesting question in trying to illustrate maybe just how far in front the Texans are in the AFC South. Here, we'll let Albert Breer do the heavy lifting here.
Do they just have like a collection of pretty good players, and they don't have like the types of, they don't have like Houston has Will Anderson, like I said, Anderson, Derek Stingley, Nico Collins, CJ Stroud. I mean,
they have like an identity at least.
Right. Like how many players on Houston's roster? Like, if you rank the two rosters, Houston and Jacksonville, how many Texans would you have to go through to get to the first Jaguar?
I thought this was an interesting exercise kind of to go through here, you know, just to illustrate where the Texans are, maybe what the kind of the uphill climb that the Jags have if they're going to catch the Texans.
Yeah, and I think that's where, too, like, take everything from Pro Football Focus with a grain of salt, obviously. But Brandon and I, or Sean and I, did a segment yesterday where Pro Football Focus had ranked just specifically based on the rosters. Nothing to do with coaching or anything else like that, but how are the players graded out? And they had the Texans as the 7th best roster in the NFL.
Based on all their scoring systems.
Based on their starters. And they included John Metchie. One of the funny little blurbs in there was like to see if whether Jaden Higgins could take John Metchie's job as a starter away from him.
He better.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
My feeling is like he better.
Maybe. I mean, for the most part, on the outside, they said especially, because Metchie takes more snaps in the slot anyway. Yeah. So take everything with a grain of salt. But I think it matches the eyeball test in terms of like the overall talent level on the Texans roster. Just it's a good chunk above, I would say, the Colts, then the Jaguars, then the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Obviously, the Texans have a lot of weaknesses and questions. You can't go into a season expecting that your two rookie wide receivers are going to be good. You got to find out. The offensive line is nothing to be super excited about, and we need to see if just by being better coached and being a better unit in general, they're going to be better. But they still, especially on the defensive side, are just loaded with notable players, mm-hmm. and people still feel good about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So with that, the quarterback is the huge X factor always and forever, and I can't look at the Colts and think that Anthony Richardson all of a sudden is going to stay healthy and complete more than 50% of his passes. And I don't think that, and I don't think Daniel Jones, although Daniel Jones, when he has a good running back next to him, has done some good things. You know, with that, when it was really a matter of whether Saquon Barkley was healthy or not, whether you felt good about Daniel Jones as mm-hmm. a quarterback, but he's still Daniel Jones. So, I think those guys, I think it's a correct opinion that the Texans are just far ahead of, despite their flaw, you know, the current flaws or question marks, they're just far ahead of those other teams.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the article you're talking about. So they had the Texans seventh. I'm paging down to try to find the other AFC South teams.
So the Colts start at 20. Okay. And then you had asked me about the Jaguars. Sorry, yeah. I took a meandering way That's to get okay. to this, the Jaguars. So if you're going to go through and go down through the roster of the Jaguars and stop where you feel like the Jaguars have an advantage.
Okay.
So, like a clear advantage.
Yeah.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence, running back Travis Etienne, wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas as I was going through this process, and I'll let you keep going here. Brian Thomas is their best player, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Pro Football Focus says. I'm just saying, like, if they were to disperse the Jaguars.
Right.
I think Brian Thomas might be
Thomas
the first
Jr.
guy taken.
At least could be in the same category as Nico Collins.
Absolutely. But I would take Nico, but yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it gets, so at least they can, you know, they can match up some.
Yep.
This is where it gets interesting is for your second wide receiver. They have Travis Hunter listed as the second wide receiver.
Okay.
I think if you're looking at Jaden Higgins versus Travis Hunter, yeah, that makes sense. Then, okay, yeah. I'll give you Travis Hunter. I need to see it and everything. By the way, have you kept up with that at all? They are very much going through OTAs. Like, Travis Hunter is learning both sides
of
the
ball. Oh, no, I've been watching the videos, man. I watched that pick that he had the other day, the juggling
They're
pick
not
that
doing,
had.
Like, hey, learn how to play wide receiver and then work on defensive back. They're going, one day he's working on being a wide receiver, the next day
Dude,
he's in the defensive back meetings.
You traded a ton to get him. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's going to last. And I think, not to get off on a Travis Hunter tangent, but I'd be more worried about how he holds up physically doing this at the NFL level than the mental part of it. I think he seems like a smart kid. Continue with the Jags here.
So, and then when we get down to, sorry, I scrolled inaccurately.
Okay.
The offensive line is where it gets really interesting because they, like, Walker Little is going to end up being the starter. The reason Cam Robinson was traded last year was because their draft pick, Walker Little, they feel like, okay, it's time for him. He's their highest graded offensive tackle. But that's still, I guess maybe I'd give him the nod there. I mean, like,
as
he is Cam Robinson's replacement.
Yeah.
So, and Cam Robinson is the Texans' left tackle.
Yep.
Then the offensive linemen, Ezra Cleveland, Robert Hainsey, Patrick McCary, Anton Harrison. There's nothing to get excited about there.
No. That's a wash until we see what Cole Popovich does with this offensive line. Defensively.
Oh, and then Brenton Strange is their tight end.
Tight end.
Brenton Strange.
Yeah.
So I don't, yeah, it's a, if it, so if I'm looking at this Texans team, the strength of the team is the defense right now.
Yeah.
On the offensive side, you have some really good pieces in Joe Mixon and Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud, and then hopefully the young draft picks. And it's that's if the Jaguars and the Colts are the next most likely team to step up, and if the like by these rankings, the Texans have the seventh best roster in the league, that puts it solely in my mind on coaching.
Yeah,
that it's just a matter of, all right, is Nick Caley actually a good offensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
We have evidence that Liam Cohen knows what he's doing
That's
as an
true.
Offensive coordinator.
Yep.
We have evidence that Shane Steichen knows what he's doing as an offensive coordinator. And, you know, Callahan in Tennessee with the Titans, not so hot. But, yeah, it's a lot of this is just on Nick Caley.
Yes. Yeah. Nick Caley and Cole Popovich, I think, are the two big ones. Yeah, Breer's point about individual players, like if I were just drafting off of those two teams, I would take Stingley, Nico, Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and C.J. Stroud before I thought about taking anybody on the Jags roster. And, in the Colts, I think have a better roster than the Jags. So if we did this exercise with the Colts, we might get somewhere quick. You know, DeForest Buckner probably works his way into the conversation faster than anybody on the Jags, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Colts defense, I think, like they underperformed in so many ways last year.
Yeah.
That just swapping out coordinators or what have you, like maybe that makes the difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've done a good job of putting together good rosters with the Colts for everything except quarterback.
Yep.
And it's still a huge question mark as we sit here today.
Are you more nervous about the potential of Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen pushing the buttons? Or Daniel Jones / Anthony Richardson, whoever it is, with Shane Steichen pushing the buttons?
There's a part of me, and this is an irrational fear, because the old adage, if you've got two quarterbacks, you've got no quarterbacks,
yeah.
It tends to be true. I worry that with Shane Steichen and his ability to get the most out of the RPOs and an athletic quarterback and all of that, that's what makes me nervous,
mm-hmm.
is that especially – if you can run the same offense with do a lot of the same things athletically with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones can run, that almost by even without planning it, if Anthony Richardson there for three games, but then Daniel Jones comes in, he can do a lot of the same things, but also tweak it a little bit, and it's going to be really hard to get a beat on them. And that makes me nervous from a regular season matchup.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a recipe for pushing on through the postseason.
No.
But on any given Sunday, yeah, you know my stance on Anthony Richardson. I think he's a horrendous quarterback.
Yes.
And yet, he's one of the quarterbacks I'm most scared to play on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
because he can just go off and he could throw three interceptions in the first quarter, but then also run for three touchdowns later or connect on some of these deep balls.
Yeah. Cohen and Lawrence are the pick for me, just because it's new. We just don't know what it's going to look like. But we've seen Trevor Lawrence have a period of time where he can play pretty well. Like, he played really good football to get them into the postseason, won a playoff game, and almost beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. So it's in there somewhere. That's my fear, is that Liam, the newness, this new relationship might unlock some things with Trevor
Lawrence. The thing I wonder about with Trevor Lawrence is that so far he's been in the league long enough now that there aren't really any excuses for him being a first-read quarterback.
Yeah.
And, man, if you're a super athlete, maybe you get away with that. And he's athletic, but he's also injured all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a super athlete when it comes to running. And I just, again, on any given Sunday, sure, you worry about it. But, and especially coming off of, man, the last time he played football, he got destroyed trying to slide, basically. He got destroyed tempting fate and sliding too late.
Yep.
But I don't know if there's anything Liam Cohen can really do to all of a sudden up his IQ.
Yeah.
He might just not be
true.
That bright,
yeah.
at the end of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is a fair – it may be something Liam Cohen has to work around. That's 100%.
He isn't – the only guy – you know what he needs is the guy from the old movie about the math teacher that got everybody to pass the AP calculus test there. Stand and deliver.
Oh, okay.
He needs to be like that guy. He's like, take a bunch of people that nobody thinks they're smart enough to do it, and then he proved it. Can Liam Cohen come in there – and teach Trevor Lawrence how to be smart? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about summer school with Mark Harmon, where he was like the gym teacher who had to teach summer school.
More appropriate, because with Stand and Deliver, those kids actually were smart.
Yeah.
They were in a bad high school.
You remember summer school?
Teaching. Summer school, those kids were not smart.
They were dopes.
Right. Yeah. So summer school is the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can they Mark Harmon their way into getting the most? Into getting Trevor Lawrence to at least make it through summer school.
Yes, yes. Okay, do I dare read any of these texts about people's disgusting airport bathroom stories?
I dare you not to read them, Sean.
Okay, here we go.
This is a bathroom etiquette radio show.
That's right.
No matter what anybody tells you
That's
otherwise.
Right. For those who are just tuning in and don't know why this is a topic, I was at Logan Airport yesterday in Boston getting ready to fly home. Amy and I were. I went into the restroom, and there was only one other person in there along the row of urinals. The urinals had the big shelf at eye level across the top. This dude had elbows on the shelf, both thumbs on his phone texting, with pants basically around the bottom of his ass, and the front of his torso was inside the urinal. Like, he was breaking the plane of the urinal to do his business. Very disturbing scene.
That's the equivalent of, honestly, when you walk in, like, it's like people might ask, like, Sean, how did you get such a good look at it? It's like when something like that catches your peripheral vision,
yeah.
You're like, you take it all in right then.
It's not even peripheral. Like, he was the only other person in there, and the angle that you walk in at, you're looking down the row of urinals. He was the only other human being in there.
It's the same thing. It's what happens in a locker room shower where It's not like you're out there spying or anything, but every now and then in a football shower, something catches the peripheral that just doesn't look right.
Correct.
And you're like, what the hell is that growth on your – is that a body part or a tree?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I didn't get that good a look.
You just kind of like,
but there were no there were no partitions between the urinals either.
Oh, I hate the no partitions.
There was a shelf, but no partitions. I'm like, y'all are using your plywood incredibly wrong here. We need the we need the partitions before we need the shelf. This one may take the cake, though. A lady in the Walmart bathroom. So I'm assuming this might be a female listener or some perv that was in the women's room. A lady in the Walmart bathroom on her phone and eating McDonald's pancakes on the little foam plate while she's sitting on the toilet.
You might ask, wait, how does this person know what the woman is eating?
Well, you're about to find out.
Yeah.
She tells the person she's on the phone with while she's sitting on the toilet eating these pancakes to hold on, I need to wipe, and sets her plate of pancakes on the floor of the stall.
That's nasty, man. No way. No way.
I mean, that's...
That's the worst, man. That's the worst I've ever heard.
That's bad.
No. Those aren't like... And it wouldn't be acceptable with any kind of dinnerware, except that those foam plates are there. No.
Dinnerware. No. I don't know why dinnerware tickled me so much. Seth suggested that I walk over and interview the guy after he finished his business.
Yeah.
Text message. Interview the guy. LOL. Quote, welcome to the Post-P show, everyone. I'm here with Phil. Phil, you look like you had a rough outing out there today.
Yeah. End quote. What's going through your mind? How's it feel?
Yeah. Give him the old
How's it feel to pull that off? Mm-hmm, as you pulled that out. Yeah.
Or do the whole Berman thing where you talk about what somebody else said about you. You know, Jenkins over here in the stall was saying you can't pee worth a crap, man. What do you think? What do you think about that? How does that make you feel?
I'll tell you what. Talking about the rosters, the comparison, how do the rosters compare to the Texans?
Yeah.
It is interesting that the Colts do have, I mean, then they drafted Tyler Warren at tight end. That's one of my biggest concerns, just because the Texans were miserable covering tight ends.
Bad at that, yes.
They were really bad at covering, one of the worst teams in the league at covering tight ends. And they do have playmakers all over the place. Mm-hmm. I guess the fear is that even though the Texans have more playmakers, you always wonder, all right, yeah, but if, with the right combination of coaching or whatever, are some of these guys that are just no names or average jamokes right now, is there actually a level up for them?
I think your Warren point is a really good one. Their receiving core doesn't really scare me, particularly against the Texans' corners and safeties. I'm not super nervous about them, but yeah, that Tyler Warren thing, man, that might be an issue.
The new defensive coordinator for the Colts, it's super intriguing, it's Lou Anarumo. And Lou Anarumo was the darling of the next head coach lists and everything a while back when the Bengals defense was really good. And then I don't know what happened in Cincinnati, but he lost some of that shine. So do they get more out of Lou Anarumo? That's the big wild card that maybe I'm alert to right now.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. His C.J. Stroud thoughts got a lot of attention. He had some good stuff, though, man. If you're looking to get excited about the offensive line or maybe some of the rookies, I thought D'Amico had some really good stuff from yesterday. So if you fall into that category, stay there. We've got you covered coming up next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, Christian Harris has not practiced. Let's get the quick Christian Harris update out of the way. Hey, D'Amico, how's Christian Harris doing?
Yeah, Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for a training camp.
Okay, all right.
Yay! I've never heard a positive report about Christian Harris that hasn't turned out for the better. Okay, you know what? This is what I'm interested in. I feel like there are a lot of people, at least, 38% or whatever, according to your poll,
yep,
that think it's dumb that we're concerned at all about C.J. Stroud missing time right now and that the organization declined to answer whether or not he'd had surgery.
To be clear, they're not concerned. I don't know how many of them think that we're dumb for not being concerned.
They said that. That was in there. They were like, you're a dummy. Especially
some of them
you,
did.
Seth.
Some
yes.
of them did. Yeah.
Dummies. Don't okay. you know? Nothing bad ever happens after something bad happens initially.
So yeah. I interrupted you. So what your point with the 39% is?
So, okay, like what percentage of people, I wonder, because some people seem to be dead set focused on acting like, no, you should never worry about anything minor at all.
Right.
How do they feel about Christian Harris, who we were hearing similar things, and people were saying early in camp. Last year, I was saying, I'm not going to panic about Christian Harris if it's just soft tissue at the beginning of camp. And then it went, and it went, and it went.
14 weeks?
It went. He didn't play his first football until December.
Yep.
And then he looked good initially, and then didn't look so good, and then barely played at all.
He went away from him at the end. Yeah. He didn't put him out
so,
there.
So then you wonder, like, all right, this was clearly a bigger deal than I was worried about at the beginning. And now that he's not out there, after what started back in late July as a minor soft tissue injury, he's not out there during OTAs. Are the people who are so committed to acting like, no, there's nothing to worry about whatsoever that your quarterback has a mysterious shoulder injury, are they also feeling that way about Christian Harris?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because I feel like for the purposes of consistency, you might as well be.
Yeah, text in. 713-572-4610. Now, there were some...
The other part, so with Christian Harris, yeah. Sean, the biggest thing with me with him is I do feel people have like moved away from him emotionally very quickly and mm-hmm. forgotten that he had a really promising second half of the 2023 season.
Very, yes.
And I worry that some people are a little too confident in the progress of Henry Toa-Toa, because he did. Henry Toa-Toa made a lot of progress. I still think athletically, Christian Harris has more potential to be good in coverage. And that's where, and it doesn't have to be an either or thing. It's just in terms of the options you have, can Christian Harris take a step forward and develop as a coverage linebacker? That would be something the Texans really don't have right now. And he wasn't great in coverage, even as well as he played in the second half of 2023. He still had some work to do. That's where I feel, I don't know what to think. I told Sean Bajani yesterday that Christian Harris psychologically to me feels like I had lost my Bitcoin password. And I know that there's, but I don't remember how many Bitcoins I had. Yeah. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I know it's worth something,
mm-hmm.
but I can't find the password.
Yeah.
And I just got to try to not think about it right now.
Oh man. I love that. All right, so so that's Christian Harris. We've talked plenty about C.J. Stroud today. There were there were some, I thought, encouraging things or things that I really liked hearing from D'Amico Ryans yesterday. This is D'Amico Ryans asked about the shifting culture, the culture change, how the offensive line is doing with new coaching and a lot of new faces.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys, you can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys. And they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they travel down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for. And we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
All right, real quick, because I want to get into some of what he said there, Seth, about just the optics of how the team, how that position group is moving and working together and acting together in camp. Play the very beginning of that, Ben.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see
right
Coach
there.
Cole.
Yeah.
The fact that it's drastically changing means that it needed a change in the first place.
Yeah, it's you know? Drastically changing.
Yeah.
It's drastically changing.
So let's not get too wrapped up in we traded Laremy Tunsil because we couldn't pay Laremy Tunsil, you know, that kind of thing. Like, oh, you know, you can only pay so many people, which is 100% true. But as you've made the point many times, Seth, left tackle is a position where if you're trying to kind of power ranking the positions where you go out of your way to keep a guy, left tackle is one of those positions. So the mere fact that they had a room where the attitude needed changing, you know, that it's drastically changed means it's coming from a place that required that sort of change.
It was right.
I choose to believe that was that maybe Albert Breer wasn't that far off when he said toxic in the offensive line room. Maybe we have different semantics and definitions of what toxic is, but it had to be negative if we're talking about a drastic mindset change.
Well, honestly, there was an element to the offensive line where it felt like a lot of guys, including Laremy Tunsil, were kind of independent operators. That they just weren't as concerned with working in conjunction with everybody else, which is the number one primo thing that you need out of good offensive line groups is to be a group, to be you want to be like a SEAL team, the worst looking SEAL team ever. Send these guys off into the desert with their 350 pounds
we are
each. Yeah,
definitely going to be speaking a different language in a few years. Yes.
Yeah. So
we're screwed.
There's another part of it though too where I like that. I think compared to Slowik, Nick Caley just has much more of a blue-collar feel to him. And Nick Caley, because he's a tight ends coach, has been a part of really getting into the nuts and bolts of run blocking and the pass protection and coaching the players. And the position coaches tend to understand. Sometimes coordinators will ask their players to do things where one of the veterans needs to step up and be like, bro, you got to understand, this is really hard for me to actually do this. And the position coaches that have had to been through it and try to, you know, implement whatever the whiteboard warrior is putting out there, it's good to have real world experience. And one of our listeners had pointed out long ago, before it really registered consciously with me, is that Slowik had never been a position coach before. It's almost like it's like hiring an economics professor to come run your restaurant or something. It's like, okay, he's got a lot of real world knowledge, but he's never actually managed employees before. Mm-hmm. It's a big difference between just actually physically coaching guys.
You bet.
So that's what I hope for. And then I also just the image of those guys moving around as a group, waiting for another one and everything. I just feel like, I mean, maybe you get more of a classic O-line mentality too, where you're more likely to find these guys all out together at a bar on Thursday night than planning their trip to Fashion Week in Paris.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yes. It's just like, hey, how tight is your offensive line? Oh, right. It's pretty tight. You know, three of them got together to go to Fashion Week. And then two of them took a vacation to Tahiti during the bye week. It was, they like each other a lot.
Somebody tweeted a pictures of Andrews, the guy who's been running at the with the ones at center for the Texans. Posted a picture of him, and, you know, he's got a beard. He's a big, heavy dude. And I just retweeted. I said, low Coachella factor here. Very low Coachella factor.
Coachella, yeah. I just don't know. I got to start following these guys on Instagram more just so I can get tweaked by various things.
Here, let's play one more from D'Amico. This is D'Amico talking about, he mentions a couple of the rookies in here. This got me excited because of the comp he made with a couple of rookies in this class to a couple of rookies from last year.
For our entire process throughout the OTAs, for me, the mini camp doesn't change anything. Like, it's still the same process. Can you see continued growth from the guys? And it just reminds me of last year, like some rookies, like Kamari and Kalen, watching them last year in these settings, watching how they competed, watching how they just, their impact showed instantly. They showed up, they were making plays, and you see how those guys performed throughout the season. So I think we have a similar situation this year with some of the rookie wide receivers and Noel and Higgins, just seeing their immediate impact on our offense, the plays that they're making, like seeing the way they work, the way they compete. I'm hoping that translates to the season as well. Similar to Kamari and Kalen, I think Jalen and Jaden are two guys who can really help us out this year.
I feel better about this based on previous experience. And it's that D'Amico has not shied away from complimenting rookies, even in OTAs or minicamp or training camp before the rubber hits the road. He's the exact opposite of Bill O'Brien when it comes to expecting the most out of rookies. And last year, I still had a little bit of it. Man, they were talking so highly about Kamari Lassiter and really just putting him out there with the ones and everything. And the old crusty veteran in me was kind of like, these guys haven't done anything. They got to earn it. I think D'Amico doesn't waste time with that sentiment. And if guys impress him and they're doing a lot of the NFL type things, they understand coverages, they understand formations, they understand personnel groupings, then he can see, okay, this guy might be ready to play already. So for him to mention both Higgins and Noel in that respect, I feel good about them. Not just the highlights from OTAs, but they must be doing a lot more that's not as apparent to the visible eye.
Well, and in the very same press conference, he was asked about Ariante Ursary and was a little more guarded in his praise for Ursary, I thought. Yeah. You know, he's like, he's getting better, and, you know, like, so I don't think D'Amico's a guy who just throws that praise around.
You're right. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean that Ariante Ursary isn't as advanced. It's that you can't tell much from OTA with no pads on. You can tell some things, but in terms of the actual competitiveness of it, it's a whole different sport for the offensive and defensive line once you put the pads on.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, find out what they got going on. We'll start to look ahead. We got another big Astros game tonight. We've also got we talked earlier about this Pablo Torre, Bill Simmons sit down that they did about the Belichick story with Jordan Hudson. John McClain just tweeted one of the quotes from that podcast yesterday that I thought was very, very interesting. And we just passed a key date, by the way, in the whole Belichick saga that we need to point out.
Yeah.
We'll get to that as well in the final segment coming up next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We talked a little bit earlier about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend. That's been a big story, obviously, now for a couple of months. Pablo Torre has done multiple podcasts now, very revealing things about Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick and the ring cam video. And she's been going to Patriot games for long before they were a couple, all these things. Bill Simmons, longtime Patriot fan and well-known podcast slash writer slash content generator, took great umbrage with Pablo Torre's journalistic chops. Took some shots at him on one of his own podcasts, Bill Simmons, saying, hey, settle the F down.
Yeah,
you've done 9 podcast episodes about Bill Belichick.
Which is funny because Bill Simmons spends a whole lot of time on frivolous topics. Oh, and this actually is a football topic. It's given like there's reports of it disrupting the UNC football operations and everything. But it also involves one of the most famous coaches in NFL history and dating a much, 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 much younger one. A half century younger than him.
Half century and younger, yes.
She's a half century younger than him, Sean.
When Bill Belichick was Jordan Hudson's age, kind of trying to do the math here.
Belichick was busy dodging the Vietnam draft Hudson wasn't even going to be alive for another,
To think like, okay, what was it? 50?
I'm joking, by the way, everybody. There's no evidence that he dodged the draft.
No.
That I know of.
But the yeah, Navy sweatshirt on. Come on. So Pablo Torre and Bill Simmons actually sat down and hashed this out yesterday. Bill Simmons invited Pablo Torre onto his podcast. Torre willingly went on there, and they sat down. And from everything I've read about it, I'm going to listen to it today. From everything I've read about it, it was a pretty cordial conversation. Pablo Torre took umbrage with some of how Bill Simmons categorized his journalism and things like that. And it seemed to be, I guess, by some who I've read, reviews I've read that listen to the podcast, it was pretty evident by the end of it that Pablo Torre had gotten Bill Simmons kind of into a corner where it was very clear, like, his Patriot was showing. You know what I mean? Like, in this whole thing.
Yeah, he was sticking up for a Boston legend.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So this was interesting, though. John McClain just tweeted this quote out from the interview, that right now there are people near the UNC program that are very concerned. He said, quote, we're not talking about this. Anything regarding Belichick and Hudson is what everyone wants to read. Torre's sudden and unexpected Tuesday visit with Simmons. I'm trying to page under. What if I told you that? Okay, here we go. In his effort to try to get Simmons to see the light, Torre said this: "What if I told you that Belichick's inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson and her presence in the building?" End quote. That's a big one. Like, for Pablo Torre to go on there and name Mike Lombardi by name as someone who's concerned about Belichick's relationship when Belichick is Lombardi's meal ticket in this whole thing.
I love it, first and foremost, because Lombardi himself was the one who was casually tossing out rumors about how, Nick Caserio might be in New England next year.
Oh, that's
thinking
right.
About leaving the Texans or whatever. Right. Remember all that? However we handle that, it's somewhere along the way, I am now blocked by Michael Lombardi on X. I don't know exactly what happened or what have you, but
You're better for it. Yeah.
I didn't like him just kind of dilly-dallying around with all that crap. But that part of it, I mean, you know what it does lead me to wonder, Sean? Mm. How much of that dynamic was a factor in how much did people know about privately when he wasn't getting interest from NFL teams or bigger colleges?
Yeah.
As much as she's been a disruption to the UNC football program, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if this was at USC or something? I mean, it would be unbelievable. And that's where part of when people try to poo-poo it like it's not a football topic, part of them, I think part of that is them saying, like, UNC football, seriously? But, well, no, it's Bill Belichick at UNC.
It's Bill Belichick,
and that's
a
whole different dynamic.
It's Bill Belichick at UNC. I think, look, this has been pointed out by Pablo Torre and others multiple times. He is the highest paid state employee in the state of North Carolina. You know, and not that we in Texas care about the demise of North Carolina's budget or anything like that, but it's a really interesting story that the highest paid employee in a state here in the United States, $10 million a year. I don't think it's a shock that it's a football coach, but that it's a football coach that A, has this going on in his personal life, B, that Jordan Hudson seemed to have immersed herself deeply into the program until the program may have told her to just back away.
Right.
But I think the other big thing too, Belichick, his buyout went down to $1 million from $10 million earlier this week on Sunday, I think, June 1st. You guys may have talked about that Monday
or
Tuesday.
We talked about it.
So that's a key date. Florio had been counting that date down like it was his 50th anniversary or something like that. Like, Florio couldn't wait for June 1st to get here. If I had to guess, Belichick is going to coach this fall for the University of North Carolina. But I'm not 100% sure he's going to coach there.
I laughed about this yesterday because I caught myself as I was saying it. I said, you know, to me, really at the root of it, Belichick doesn't seem like the quitting type. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, he quit the Jets job after 10 minutes. So
he quit his first marriage, too.
I don't know. Was that his decision?
I don't know.
But as far as when it comes to whatever the challenge is, I think, I don't know if Belichick maybe really fully appreciates how much of a story it's become. I don't know. He was kind of surprised that he was even on social media by way of Jordan's Instagram in one of those interviews. So I don't. And he also, like, he does seem like a guy that isn't going to back down because he's facing criticism.
Right.
And I wonder with that part of it, man, on the football side of things, they did, in terms of modernizing UNC's program, they've got, I can't remember the total number, but it seemed like two or three times as many transfers this year than they had with Mack Brown before him. Like, Mack Brown was operating that program kind of like an older guy. Belichick is operating like he was born into this NIL system.
Yeah.
And I think the challenges on the football side of things in so many respects, and including NIL and everything else like that, I feel like, I don't think, and plus, like, the $1 million, it really is literally probably nothing because he could easily get more than $1 million doing broadcasting.
Oh, easily.
So, like, on the sum total of it, like, the cash doesn't matter. He could pay the $1 million and then sign a contract with ESPN for $1 million plus tomorrow. So if he hasn't done it already, I don't think it's going to happen.
I feel like McAfee would cut the $1 million check today if it meant Belichick being back on his show for the entire season.
He was paying Aaron Rodgers $1 million or so just for one appearance a week. Yeah, Belichick. If he got Belichick for two or three appearances a week during the season?
Yeah. No, I think McAfee, because that's kind of his business model.
I've got to write that down for my next contract negotiation.
Yes, a million
dollars. I'm going to bring up Rodgers and hypothetical Belichick contract
yes.
for comps for me.
Good call. Let me know how that goes.
Houses in this neighborhood typically
have. Hey, you know, we were talking earlier about my travel stuff yesterday. The one other thing that happened yesterday traveling back here, you fly a lot, so I was definitely curious what you thought about this.
Yeah.
We were flying back from Boston to Houston yesterday, and the DirecTV, we had DirecTV on the flight, you know, where you got the little control on the armrest right there.
Yeah.
And it went out during the early part of the flight. We were in the air at that point. Yeah. It went out, and the flight attendant comes on and says the captain is going to reboot the system and we should have it up any minute now. And I looked over at Amy. I said, you know, I could do without DirecTV for a few hours if it meant the captain just really not rebooting anything, you know, like just don't. Don't hit control alt delete on anything right now in the play.
Listen, maybe I'm naive, but I tend to think, okay, to add any new piece of technology to a commercial airliner, they have to go jump through so many hoops with the FAA and just safety check it. And I assume that those systems are completely, totally different. What I don't like, though, is I don't like the pilot being the one to reboot it.
That's
because
what I mean.
you think about any time we, you know, like let's say the pilot is a male. I'm going to be a little bit sexist here because men tend to be worse at this than women.
Yeah.
We get, it's fixation. You get fixated on one little thing that you're like, and it, with pilots, it's called fixation. What'll happen, I'm like actually flying the airplane, is that like there's a gauge that's malfunctioning and you start trying to figure out what's going on with that. And you're so focused in on that that you don't realize that the plane is nosing its way down towards the earth. Like, I don't need the pilot up there being like, damn it. Wait a second. You got to turn it off for at least 30 seconds. Unplug it. And like, meanwhile, you're all the way. You've flown over Houston on your way into Mexico already.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's just, he's ignored everything. Air traffic control is like, sir, what are you doing?
we are no longer in U.S. airspace. That's the bad news. The good news, you can watch every rerun of The Office. Yeah. Thank God.
The biggest, I love all the things that you have available to you with internet and TV and everything now, but I never depend on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of times if I'm flying on the weekend, I'll have our show prep. You know, I like to work on my show prep on Sunday night, but I try to download everything to a PDF, like every article I want to read or make notes on. I have enough information there that I can work on it if the internet goes out because it's, depending on which airline it is, it's like 50-50 whether you're going to have good internet service.
No doubt at all. Yep.
These are first world problems to an extreme degree.
Rebooting the system and whatnot. But
I was thinking about that Tom Brady commercial that's out right now. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's guys in a nutshell.
100%. So
what's
you
doing first? When he's saying come on? Is it
he's trying
is
to
is his wife trying he's waiting for his wife to get
no,
home
he's
from
having
jiu-jitsu practice?
he's frustrated with all kinds of little devices.
Let me bring this up now because I had it in the show prep last week and we never got to it. Did you guys see that Giselle's boyfriend, the jiu-jitsu instructor, left because he couldn't handle the heat? And apparently, according to People Magazine or somebody, it stemmed from the roast of Tom Brady, where people were making jokes about it nonstop.
Oh.
And I feel like, I always wondered, like, man, why did Tom Brady agree to that roast? Man, maybe it was because of this. Like, if you're Tom Brady, you kind of be like, yeah, there you go, champ.
That's
trying to live in my mansion with my ex-wife, hanging around my kids. Yeah,
I had not seen that. By the way, Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. I just want to let you guys know that. That's interesting because the interviews I've seen with Brady where he talks about the roast, he talks about regretting doing it because the effect it had on his kids. But I wonder, Seth, that's a really good point. Like, if he's just sort of paying lip service to that, but in like deep down, he's like,
mutually assured destruction is what you're going for here.
Yeah, like it's
sometimes the kid's emotional development is a collateral damage.
Friendly fire.
What makes the quirky people fun is the emotional damage done to them when they were children.
Yeah.
You did them a favor.
Character.
They're going to be better people, more interesting people when they grow up.
Oh, my God. So what's up, boys? Good to see you guys.
Thanks. Good to see you.
But that does make me think, right? Like, that is, when we're, you you know, dudes were all like, "Oh, we want the hot one," right? Like that's one of the tough things about the hot one is that it comes with some mental strain.
Handful, yeah.
Especially when she's richer than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you're telling your wife, "No, I got to keep playing football. You know, I want to take care of you and the family." And meanwhile, Giselle's
like, "I got it. Come on home, baby. That's why I married a school teacher." Yeah. Make sure I'm richer than her. So what's the question of the day?
What is the worst long wait that drives you crazy?
Okay, I have
obviously Lance McCullers two years waiting for
986 days.
Unbelievable.
Between wins. I don't know what my leader would have been if this question got asked yesterday, but I know that I have a new one in the clubhouse right now, and it was waiting for the damn off-premise shuttle to our car that we parked in a remote lot. I'm not going to put the brand of the parking lot out there. Maybe I should, because everybody's going to get painted with this brush. Some are better than others.
Yeah.
This one, we waited and waited. And there was a long line of people just waiting for the shuttle. And the shuttle would show up and it'd be able to hold maybe 12 people. We were making jokes about women and children first by the end of the thing. I'm like, no man left behind except off-premise parking.
Yeah. Brutal. I actually kind of enjoy this because it does remind me of a kid waiting for Christmas, like back when you're a kid and you just got this. It seems like it's going to take forever. Mm. It's how long when the really good cable TV series take like a year and a half to 2 years between seasons.
That is a great one.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
And and then once they finally announce, "Oh yeah, it's coming," it's still 6 months off in the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the longest you guys wait for a restaurant that doesn't take reservations?
Oh, we have a rule.
Okay.
If they say 45 minutes, I can deal with it. If they say an hour, it could be an hour and a half.
Yeah, I almost feel like
45 minutes is my line of demarcation.
Oftentimes when it's like in terms of like minutes, a lot of them come in less than
that. Yes, yes.
But you're right. If it's an hour, you just like that's you're out over your skis at that point. Yes. You don't know when people leave. Do you have a threshold?
I don't have a specific time threshold. Like I put a really complicated calculus. Like first and foremost, right? You walk in the building and you go, "How many people are standing around? Like, do I have a comfortable place to wait?"
Take it all in.
That's one of the things. They might say 30 minutes, but if there ain't nowhere to sit, you're standing for 30 minutes, and that's a lot different than sitting for 30 minutes,
if you have
right?
A bar, if there's a bar,
is there a bar, right? Wait. Like that's another one of these in there, right? Like there's a lot of different things that come in, but I think really the thing for me is, how much did I want this place in particular? Is it just I wanted to be out, or did I want insert restaurant here? Because if I want insert restaurant here, I'm giving it a solid like 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
Yeah, man.
90? Holy 90 crap.
Hell no.
If I'm in with good company, though, I will.
Yeah. That is infinitely greater than my tolerance of 0 minutes.
No waits.
Will not wait. I don't ever. Unless I have to because it's an obligation for something I have to do or something.
Yeah.
I will not wait. I don't. If there's a bar, then I'll go eat in the bar or something.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I refuse. That's how I knew Brandy and I were meant for each other, because early in our relationship, we realized like we'd rather go eat dinner at 5 p.m. and enjoy the food and not have to deal with people and everything. Yeah.
That's a big thing, man. That's a big deal.
90 minutes. I can't get over. That's way too much.
Either. I don't think anybody's that good a company for me.
That's way too much.
But that of course, that's in like a particular instance where I want this thing.
The calculus changes for me if there's a bar. I'm happy to sit at a bar for 30 or 45 minutes. We had a place, the reason I'm asking, we had a place that was recommended to us by a friend of ours in Portland, Maine, which was one of our stops on our trip here over the last few days. And it looked awesome. It was for breakfast called Hot Suppa, S-U-P-P-A, Hot Suppa. Sounded amazing. And it looked amazing. We looked at it. We got there. This is the morning we were leaving Portland to head back down to Boston. We pulled up. Parked the car, got out. There were definitely people hanging out in front, so you could tell it was popular. Poked their head in. How long's the wait? 30 minutes. I looked down. Is there a bar? There is not. See you later. I'll see you next time.
So, maybe next time.
I love Seth's threshold of zero.
That is awesome.
That's my favorite, yeah. All right, we are done. Boys, Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Yes.
Yeah.
Come back a renewed man. Absolutely. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend. Great seeing you.
Antibodies and at least one hand utilized in any of your Euro visits today.
That was incredible.
Hit the rewind feature sometime today, I suppose, and you'll see that. All right, we are done. We are out of time. KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2, Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. That's what you're listening to.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.